Gale. Who is that? Well, that's the director of Sweet Crude Man Camp. Sweet Crude Man Camp. What is that? Well, it's a film. It's a film that's going to be showed at the Fargo Film Festival, and it's a film that explores the radical changes in living conditions facing workers and residents in the Bakken region. So with this Williston Basin play, this film went out there and it explored it. It took a look at it. It showed how people are living while all of this Williston Basin is being developed throughout the Bakken play. And I want to visit with that director. Mr. Gale, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Talk to me about the film. What was the genesis of this?
Well, I mean, you just put it better than I could ever say it. But it was we were sent up there on a project for the New York Times Magazine, and it was a photo essay that was happening, and I was hired to just sort of document anything we saw, or, you know, actually no one knew what we were really hired to do. We were just kind of sent there, spur of the moment, to cover the people living up there. And it just sort of, you know, turned into this 10-minute short documentary that we have now.
Isaac, what's your background? Where are you from?
I'm from Minneapolis, so my background in filmmaking and music.
Okay. So when you got there, what surprised you? What did you expect versus what you saw?
I literally got this project with 2 days' notice and had no expectations. I'd sort of heard about what was happening. But I think, you know, kind of everything was surprising to me. I at first I thought we were going to run into just tons of just, you know, rough and tumble dudes up there. And, I was really surprised to meet so many sort of, families and friendly and, normal seeming people, as opposed to just sort of, you know, my original concept of what like an oil worker guy would be. You know, I expected to see people covered in oil places and stuff. And it was just sort of amazing to see, everyday average people dealing with, this massively growing infrastructure.
Okay. From Kindred to West Fargo, there is a semi and 5 cars in the ditch. That just came in from a caller. And Isaac, I don't mean to be rude, but we got to get these out as we go. It's a tough travel day here. How many minutes is the film?
The film's only 10 and a half minutes long.
Okay. And Do you showcase a family? Do you showcase a man camp? I mean, give me a little preview of what the film does.
Yeah, so the film tries to cover sort of as many facets of life up there as it can be. So we're, you know, we interview a family that's living in a trailer park in a dirt field. We interview a guy who's been up there for 5 years living out of his car, or his truck, rather. We get on an oil rig and just sort of see what that looks like. And a high school principal who's dealing with, you know, the influx of all these kids from out of state and just sort of managing that. So it just tries to, attempt to show a little glimpse of sort of all these different facets of life up there.
Okay. So how many minutes of film did you have that you brought down to 10 minutes?
Oh, man. It was probably about 5 hours, 6 hours.
That's the interesting part of your job. Some of the things that you have to leave on the cutting room floor must just about make you cry.
It does a little bit, but, that I just had no idea what we were going to have. When you watch it in the editing process, you sort of watch everything over and over. And, it just sort of, I wanted to paint a portrait of, exactly who we saw and met and not have any other agenda, you know, like sometimes you're covering stuff that just doesn't fit the right mood or something, you know? So.
Okay, let me put the question to you this way. Having seen it as close up as what you can, okay, if Isaac Gale found himself in a position where you desperately needed a job or you had the type of skills that industry allowed, could you do it? Would you do it?
Oh,
would you live the life that you just saw them living?
I think I could do it for a little while, but... You know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm not made for, I went to art school. I'm such a, in a creative field. Like I spent 5 years working jobs that I just didn't like. And, you know, and was just like, I need to do something in the creative field. So, maybe, you know, if it was desperate enough, like it is in so many places, like, you know, I think I could do it for a little while. It was also the coldest I've ever been in my life. And I'm from Minneapolis where it's cold, but being on the oil rig, I've never experienced anything
it's
that
so,
cold.
It's so open.
Yeah, it's wide open. The wind's blowing and you're up really high and you're wet.
And there's no way that you can get away from it. I mean, there's a reason that they're paid what they're paid, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's brutal. It's really brutal up there.
Isaac, is your film, I realize it's going to be featured at the Fargo Film Festival. Yep. And where that helps me is I, as a broadcaster that broadcasts primarily in the East, but yet all over the region, have been trying to tell the people in the East the story of what I have seen on my many visits to the patch.
Sure.
And so, good. The more people that get a chance to see this film, the more that understand it in the life. What is there any other access if people can't see it at the Fargo Film Festival that they can see it at?
Yes, you can find it online. I mean, it came out online first. It was made for, a New York Times Magazine piece. So you can look, you can just Google Sweet Crude Man Camp and you can watch it. You know, it's just up online.
Okay. So now, will you be at the film festival to speak to it?
Yep. I'll be there today at noon. They were doing a group talk about some filmmaking in the Bakken with a couple other filmmakers and myself. And then the film plays tonight at 7 at the Fargo Theater.
Now, there's another film that's directed by Christian Jensen called White Earth. Have you seen that film that's going to be featured?
I haven't gotten to see that yet, but I've heard it's great. I think he's a student filmmaker. Which is cool.
I've heard that it shows kind of the darker side of all of this. So I'm really curious how all that shakes out. You can find all of this work at www.fargofilmfestival.com. Isaac, thank you. Thanks for what you did, and thanks for bringing it back to us.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Isaac Gale, ladies and gentlemen, the director of Sweet Crude Man Camp. It's